USA Radio News.
Pipe bomb suspect Cesar Sayak made his first appearance in a federal court in Manhattan today. Sayak will be held without bond and faces 50 years in prison if convicted. Sayak's lawyers have questioned the evidence in the case. As voters head to the polls today, we're hearing about long lines, malfunctioning machines, and polling places not being ready or properly staffed. After initially predicting a blue wave, some analysts have backed off those expectations. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta joined Fox News and has some advice for the Democrats.
The Democrats do take control of the House. I think it would behoove them to try to see if there are not some areas that they can work out some compromises with the president in order to get some things done. I think that's what the American people really want.
Jury selection resumed today in the trial of Mexican drug lord El Chapo. A federal judge in New York dismissed 17 potential jurors. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Why was a Michigan political reporter fired just before Election Day? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
The reporter for the Huron Daily Tribune in Lansing, Michigan, fired after she makes comments about a Senate candidate and they go viral. It seems Brenda Battle had called Senate hopeful John James' office asking for an interview. Battle apparently believed she had hung up the phone when she was finished, but instead she was heard on the other end calling James an expletive and ranting about how horrible it would be if he unseated the Democratic incumbent Senator Debbie Stabenow. She lost her job and it appears her LinkedIn and Facebook pages have both since disappeared. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Utah Mayor and Army National Guard Major Brent Taylor was killed in Afghanistan on Saturday. He was overseas protecting Afghan people who were voting. His wife said it was only fitting he arrived back home in the United States on Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Recapping one of our top stories, voters across the country are casting their ballot to decide the balance of power in Congress between Democrats and Republicans. There's been a lot of talk of a blue wave. Well, Dan Senior served as an advisor to the Romney-Ryan presidential campaign in 2012. He joined CBS this morning to talk about exactly what would be a good win for both the Democrats and what would be a good win for the Republicans.
A wave is when every close race breaks in one direction. And right now, the way House Republican leaders see it is there's basically three categories of House races. All right. There are the races, there are the seats that Obama won and Hillary won. So take Carlos Covella, Florida 26 in southern Florida. You know, they won by big, they won that district, both of them. Hillary and Obama and Clinton won them by big numbers. If the Republican wins that seat, early sign of a wave. Kentucky, on the other end, which Trump won and Romney won, 2012-2016, Andy Barr in that district, Kentucky 6. If the Democrats win that seat, early sign of a wave. And then in the middle is a seat like in seats in New York, like New York 19, John Faso, who's defending his seat. Obama won it once, and then Trump won it, both about 6% each. So if you get, those are like three categories of races, an Obama-Clinton seat that a Republican is holding, an Obama-Trump seat that a Republican is holding, and then a Romney-Trump seat that a Republican is holding. If they all go, we got a wave. And all those states, Kentucky, Florida, New York, we'll learn about early.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.